Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, hello. My name is Isabella O'Sullivan. I work here at Discovery Keys YMM, and I am the vocal teacher and theory teacher.
What does theory mean?
So vocal slash theory. Okay. All of the teachers here teach theory as well.
Okay.
It's kind of implemented with all of us. So theory is pretty much like learning how to read sheet music kind of thing, and like just learning about notes and all of the like actual musicality, all
okay.
the fun big words like crescendos and decrescendos and all the like musical terms as well kind of thing.
And how did you get into that?
Wow. I have been like involved with the arts pretty much my entire life since I was a kid. I've always been singing, and I wanted to go into the entertainment industry, but this is close enough.
Okay.
I love teaching though as well. I went into university for fine arts and education.
Okay.
So teaching and teaching the arts is like two of my favorite things. So
mm-hmm.
I got like the best of both worlds.
Where did you go to school?
I went to the University of Calgary and then also at Keanu. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you from here?
Yes, I'm born and raised. Yeah.
There you go. What high school did you go to?
I went to Westwood.
Boo.
I'm sorry.
American comp. It's okay. We all miss it.
Third place isn't terrible.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a theater in there, so they had me sold with that. So.
So when you were going to high school there, what kind of programs were you in for like art-based stuff?
Oh, yeah. I was always in arts. I went to McTavish before when they were just the middle school, and they had a really good arts program there too, so I can only imagine what it's like now.
Mm-hmm.
But Westwood had a very good one as well, and I did most of like the musicals, and there was like one acts as well.
One acts.
But I would also do the shows at Keanu, so at times I'd be doing like four shows at once. So it was a lot.
What were
but
you
it
in
was,
at Keanu?
At Keanu, they just have theater shows.
No,
all the
no,
time
no. I know. I go to Keanu.
Oh,
like that's what I'm asking. What were you in? I might have seen you.
If you just went to Le Liaison in Keanu,
no,
I was in that.
I hear that was good though.
Yeah, that was a fun one. That was just like in April.
Yeah,
we did that one, and I was in that. And then I did Addams Family, and my show I did before that was Flashdance.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was in 2020, I believe. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I did Flashdance. I did Mamma Mia at Keanu. I did a couple of them. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so when you got started, were you just one of the background and you're moving around with no parts? Are you trying to sing? Are you trying to act? Like, what are you going for?
A lot of the time, I think I got myself here because I practice really hard with music and with singing. So I think I'm at the point where I can teach it,
yeah.
which meant I'm pretty confident in myself. So a lot of the times I got pretty big roles. So it was normally like, look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always kind of tried to be up in front of everybody's face. Yes, so that's normally what it is.
When you're up on stage,
mm-hmm.
what are you looking at? Like, what does it look like to you? I know what it looks like for me as an audience
yeah.
member.
Yeah, so most of the time you're looking, it's just spotlight. Right in the eyes. So that's why sometimes I can stare at the sun now
yeah.
because you're just so used to spotlights in your face that like driving up the road and the sun's in your eyes doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
You always normally have like spotlights directly in your face and then
mm-hmm.
you just see like black abyss. And normally you can see like silhouettes of people sitting in the seats. You can sometimes see if it's like a sold out show or not.
Right.
And normally you just kind of can see like heads and it's just all black. So
yeah.
you don't really see anything. You just see lights and then dark.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then a lot of the time, most of transitions and everything is in like full blackouts. So then you see nothing.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So when I go to see these plays, like you said, when it's blacked out and you're moving set designs and you're moving, like obviously that part is planned and choreographed as well.
Oh, yeah.
How the heck are you guys moving stuff in the dark? Is it as dark as it looks to me?
Yeah. So basically what we do to help us is, it is very hard sometimes. There was one time I did a show where my contacts didn't come in on time and I didn't have my glasses and I had to do it with the, I had to do it blind. Yeah. But most of the stuff was in blackouts. So it can be very daunting. But a lot of the time where you have to put set pieces, they'll have little marks of tape all over the floor that glow in the dark. So only we can see it and people on the stage can't really see it, but they have little tiny like X's or they'll have little tiny corners just to know where to set it up and you can see them on the floor. And they'll have like blue ones for different ones and yellow, they'll color coded for all the different set pieces.
Interesting. Because like that's the one part about going to see plays, I'm just like, how are they doing that in the dark? And there was one here, Misery, I think.
That was an amazing show. I watched that as well.
So good. I know the lady who played it, she like works for the Multicultural Association. She's the sweetest lady in the world, right? And then I saw that her in that role, and I went into her like 2 days later. I'm like, I don't even want to look at you anymore because like I'm horrified of you.
Yeah.
And she's like, I know, I'm not that person. I'm like,
yeah,
you were pretty convincing.
That was a really phenomenal show. Even like they had like the fake snow going and they had, they had so much on the go for that show. That was awesome.
But they had to move so many pieces. I'm just like, how? And like, but that's how.
Yeah. We have little, they're called spike marks.
Interesting.
So you look at the spikes and they're there.
Very cool. So when it comes to singing, what kind of singing do you like to do?
So for singing, I'm very biased because I'm so theatrical. I love musical theater. But I also, knowing so much music and listening to so much music and it just being consuming my entire life, musical theater to me is probably one of the most challenging genres to sing in general, just because normally it's for musically trained people like Broadway and whatnot, right? So they're by nature just more challenging in that way to me personally. So even like when I teach my kids, I love to choose songs from musicals just because they're really, they're really, really hard and challenging, and it's like a big obstacle to come over for those ones, but also they're a lot of fun and they have a lot of personality and emotion, tells a story, so it kind of keeps them engaged as well. So I would say musical theater is where my strong suit lies.
Disney movies, like, maybe?
Disney movies, like, for sure.
Would that count as like a musical?
That would definitely count. Like, some Disney princesses got crazy voices. So 100%. I have a student right now singing Princess and the Frog. I've had a couple students sing from Tangled. Musical theater and Disney definitely tie into each other for sure, because they can be considered musicals. Yeah, 100%.
Now, with your students that are coming in, like, what do you feel are the expectations that they're trying to achieve? Like, do they want to become like TikTok famous? Do they just want to be able to sing at school?
Fair. So it kind of varies for each student. I have some students that come in and sit down and they're like, okay, I'm going to be famous, make it happen. Some of them have that confidence and I'm like, I will do my best. And some other students just come in and they're like, I am petrified to sing. I don't want to sing. And you just kind of, most of them, it's getting fear over singing in front of people. A lot of them is just like the fear of singing in general kind of thing. So it's kind of warming them up to that and also showing them techniques that can make them better so they feel more confident in singing.
I like that you went to confidence, because I was going to ask a question about that. How do you help students get confidence? Because I know a lot of artsy people aren't usually the most like outward going. And from filming the show, we've really learned that. I have no problem doing this and having a conversation. And so I figured that, you know, when somebody who performs all the time would come on the show, easy. But normally they're quite nervous. So how do you get people to get over their nerves and get that confidence?
I feel like for adults and kids, it's kind of different because I do teach both. So it does kind of vary. For students, it's repetitiveness. It's just making them hear their voice all the time so that they're comfortable with it. And since they're singing in front of me, it kind of slowly, subconsciously takes away that fear because they are singing in front of another person. And honestly, like, the more they sing it and the more we learn new techniques or breathing and not running out of breath, they start to notice that they do sound better. So then that kind of makes them more confident too, mm-hmm. feeling the like change in their voice. Sometimes it's slower than other students. Like we just had a concert and I had one girl that was super confident and then we got there and she was like, I can't do this. And we got, everybody was so nice and everyone turned around while she sang. And she did it though. And yeah. she was super scared, but everyone turned around and she still sang in front of the entire room of people. So yeah. it's little things like that. It's different for everyone, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a 9-year-old boy. And he performs piano and he Irish dances and he plays basketball. He does all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's always in front of groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I get playing a sport, but doing like playing this or like singing.
Yeah.
That's only you.
Yes. I feel like it's just a lot of practice. Practice yeah. makes perfect. Yeah. You hear it all the time. But like, I genuinely do think just like hearing yourself over and over mm-hmm. and the parts that you're like, because most of the time when you're super nervous to sing a song, it's because you're nervous you sound bad, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're singing it over and over and you're like, oh, this part sounds bad, I need to change this, but you have me to help you as well. It's kind right. of an easier way to kind of make that process go faster.
Okay, yeah. interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, outside of the plays that you performed in,
mm-hmm.
when you went to university, were you able to keep that up at university or did you come back and keep that up? How did that work out?
Once COVID hit, I actually took a 4-year hiatus from theater and I didn't do theater for 4 years. Yeah. So I came back and I did my first show. I did Addams Family and I got right back into it full tilt. I had this teaching job for a significant amount of time, but I hadn't done any theater mm-hmm. and I hadn't done it since really like around high school kind of time.
Yeah.
And I decided, you know what, why not? So, and I did it and I am so happy I did because now I got so many of my friends from the community back as well because it's all the same people yeah. a lot of the time, a lot of new awesome people as well. But yeah, I took a big break
yeah.
and then I was working a lot as well. And then I had this teaching job and it allowed me to have enough time to be able to do a theater show as well. So
yeah.
it was very nice. Yeah.
When you're doing theater, it's so much prep work and the
it
time
is.
Investment is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you took a 4-year hiatus, what mm-hmm. did you do with all your free time?
Oh, well, at one point I had 4 jobs. So there was that. For a while.
Okay.
Yeah, for a while. And I was in a relationship at the time. And so just kind of in that. And I did a lot of traveling, that sort of thing. But there was always something missing. I knew it. I always knew that I should be filling up my time with this.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool.
And then got out of that relationship and other things happened and I have this job and it had enough time opened up. I wasn't taking school.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? Let's go back into it. And I don't regret a thing.
Nice.
Yeah. I missed everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you go traveling to?
Well, I love going to Banff all the time.
Okay.
I normally try to do that in the summer, like once a month.
Okay.
I go there a lot. Or just like, you know, Edmonton.
Yeah.
I like going to concerts. So most of the time, like anytime I find a concert, I go. Yeah.
Wrong person to tell you like concerts too. What kind of concerts do you like? What kind of music?
Oh gosh. My favorite band is Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
They're my
awesome.
Favorite. I have a tattoo for them.
Have you seen them live?
Twice.
Nice. They're
Twice.
Amazing.
They're so good. I saw them once in Edmonton, once in Toronto.
Nice.
And they were amazing. Yeah, I love them. So they're my favorite, but I've seen dozens of concerts. So to ask me what my favorites are, I have to say Red Hot Chili Peppers. But,
this
yeah.
jerk tricked me just a few days ago. We're going to Bass Canyon in Washington. It's like
nice.
A huge EDM
festival.
Oh, sweet.
It's going to be a problem. Like... He showed me like the poster of like
yeah.
all the artists that are going to be there.
The lineup.
I was like, oh, this is wild. I can't
yeah.
wait to go. And then he mentioned it. It's just I don't listen to numbers very well.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, by the way, there'll be like 25,000 people there. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like,
yeah,
sure,
cool,
whatever.
Cool.
And like we went to a festival last year and we're going to go.
800 people.
And so I was just like, oh, yeah, in my head. I'm like.
It'll be the same.
Lightwork. Yeah.
And then he showed me the bird's eye view of like where
yeah.
I was in a camp. I'm like, my Lord.
Fair.
So.
I went to an outdoor concert in Kelowna this past summer and it was pretty full there and it was outside and there was probably around that many people and it was
yeah.
like lineup after lineup. I got to see Brand Van 3000 and like a bunch of really cool
nice.
cool ones. Yeah, it was
That's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Big concert gal.
Yeah, okay. So music is a big thing for you then in
Oh
general.
Yeah. That's why I love this job so much because I just get to share my love for the arts every single day. I just get to paid for what I love to do.
Yeah.
So grateful.
Easy.
Yeah. And then this job just fell in my lap at the perfect time. Like I couldn't be more grateful for it. Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So when you have kids coming in, are they coming because they want to learn how to sing, or do you find their parents are sending them here to try something out?
So normally it's like a 50-50. Some students come in every week and they're like, oh, like miss, like my throat is so sore. Like it's been so, like I did so much math today, like I just please. And then you can tell that it's the parents that put them in, but most of the time, like a good 90%, I would say my students want to be there. And that's also why I love this job so much, because it's different when it's private lessons like this than going to just like a public school or normal school, because they want to be there and they're eager to be there. So they're so exciting getting to kind of see them share their love for music too, because their eyes are just lit up the whole lesson, and it's so fun. Yeah. And you know they're having a fun time. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Sweet. Okay. Well, first of all, Discovery Keys YMM. You can go to our Facebook page. We have a whole bunch of lessons for piano, voice, ukulele, violin. We have everything. But I'm the voice teacher. So if you're looking for voice, Isabella O'Sullivan. What else? There will be a ukulele and vocal ensemble that we're kind of starting in the fall. So that's going to be kind of like a little choir in its own that will be doing little festivals and performances in other places if anybody's interested in that as well.
Cool.
But yeah, that's about it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode. I hope you're all having a